T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
LeBron James, I've only seen him play in person once.
Wow. So I've been very fortunate, but also have gone out of my way. I saw him in high school here in this building, the EA Sports Roundball Classic. And, you know, I just remember thinking it was so cool.
LeBron whips it in with a left hand.
And everything that I do is out of love. And
LeBron James.
I'm getting old enough now where I've seen athletes start to finish. And now LeBron is arguably the best basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be this huge 20-year arc when it's done, having accomplished everything.
James puts it on the floor, drags that dribble. One-on-one with Otto Porter Jr. cuts in the lane. And LeBron James with a right-handed power dunk.
A historic figure. And it's cliche or corny or whatever, but it's an honor to watch him play basketball.
Whoa,
it really is.
Yeah, listen to him go.
They hand off to LeBron, going upstairs and thrown down by Anthony Davis on a side screen pick and roll.
Wow.
As the Lakers have battled back from a 19-point deficit and beat the Bulls here at the United Center.
If you look at it, LeBron obviously had a terrific game, a triple-double.
It's amazing. If you're a basketball fan and you haven't seen LeBron James, you should make your way out to the United Center if you can.
Falling in love with someone you can never be with.
Loving you is easy cause you're LeBron James.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
Neil and Parkin Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Loving LeBron James is wrong. I don't want to be right. If you're a basketball fan, there's nothing wrong with wanting to watch that guy play basketball. This hour on The Score brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Spiegs hung out for the first 3 hours. Mac is out today. He will be back tomorrow. Shep back from paternity leave, but intermittently. He's going to be working a couple of days, then take off some time, then coming back and forth just based around help that he has around the house with his newborn. We're happy to have Shep back. And it was a really cool time at the United Center last night until the end. But Chicago agreed with me. Because, man, the UC was jumping. Not early. Early, it was a ghost town. There was no buzz in that building whatsoever. There was no, Tomas Satoransky. Crickets.
Like, that sucked. I don't care what anybody says. That was pathetic. Our fans pay a fortune to go out and see this stuff. And right now, what they're paying for, it's fun to go out to the games. It's fun to be there. And the fake fans who were at the Bulls game last night, they're out there, oh, I'm here to root for the Lakers. You know what? Go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
Les came out firing with the go to hell. Came out hot. I get it.
Go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
What do you mean we don't need them here? If there weren't Lakers fans and LeBron fans there last night, there would have been 12,000 people in the arena.
Go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
That was an event.
There was Grobber or the Bulls-Lakers game?
Both. I didn't hear Grobber live, but it sounds like he was fired up and passionate. Man, there was a Let's Go Lakers chant that took over the United Center last night. And then some Bulls fans woke up and got off their hands and started drowning them out with booze. And you know Les, he doesn't like any sort of sign of sportsmanship towards the other team. Don't pick
down, him. Down, down. Lakers going down.
Go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
Don't pick up the guy from the other team. Don't offer him a hand. No sportsmanship unless Grobstein's
house. Yeah, no high fives. Don't you dare give a former teammate a high five. Not in the heat of the battle.
Never. Les has takes. Les is passionate.
He was ticked last night, though.
Yeah, you heard it live?
Yeah, I heard it live. Baby was crying a little bit, so went for a changing, threw Grobber on the air, and was listening to him get his show started. He comes out of the gate with that, was ticked off at Duke and Kentucky and Michigan State and Kansas yesterday. He declared that they looked like they were as flat as pancakes. He said that six different times about how they came out showing in the Champions Classic last night to kick off college basketball season. Grobber was not happy whatsoever with the Blackhawks' performance. He's the voice of the Chicago sports fan right now because pretty much he's right about everything. This town sucks for sports this winter.
It's not great. So you're exposing Baby Shep to Les Grobstein and in her most formative time?
Yeah. Like Peyton's taking it all in and smiling whenever he gets out of one of his rants and bashing the Lakers. She's got a little Grobstein in her.
Is it their most formative time, Danny?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Tanny. I'm just saying things that sound like something that someone who had kids would say. Okay?
You're full of crap, too. You're all full of crap.
I don't know. Oh, my God, Peoria and Matt. Shep's baby and Grobber, two people who have crapped their pants. Peoria and Matt.
This morning, I changed Peyton's diaper twice within 8 minutes. That's what I'm going to do for Grobber tomorrow morning, actually.
We all been there. Come on. It's okay. Shep's baby didn't do it at work, but it's fine. These are the things that happen occasionally. Can't control yourself at all times.
Now, look here. I don't like that kind of talk. Now, just stop it. It upsets me.
Tell that to Peoria, Matt. It's not my fault. I mean, I guess I read it. But I'm pointing
such a thing to say.
I'm pointing fingers there instead of thumbs. I'm solo here, okay? It's a high wire act. I had no ability to control myself.
He's solo, Chef. No one else to help him out.
That's right.
We're not real people.
Danny, keep that microphone off.
No. Please, I need your
you
help.
You hear the show in here.
How is it?
Well, it's
well,
it's
you're gone most of the time. So.
Right. Well, I just made a grand mistake.
What happened?
Very embarrassed upstairs. Went up to fill up on coffee because I'm running on fumes like I will be for the next, I don't know, 18 years. And fill it up on coffee, get my coffee poured, and the cleaning lady's up there. Talk to her for just a second. Hey, how's your night going? And as soon as I pour my coffee, I turn and I knock it right over. Right in the spot that she had just cleaned up. I feel like the biggest jerk on earth.
And you couldn't stay there to help clean, obviously.
I did. Like, that's why I was a little late getting back, but I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, this woman probably wants to just throw me out a window.
Come on, make that coffee to go. Let's go.
Yeah, that's not very helpful. So you're already dragging? You already need extra, you know, afternoon coffee?
Yes, absolutely.
I think it doesn't seem that hard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they sleep, they go to the bathroom, they wake up.
Yep, that's all they do. Tanny, yeah, that's all babies do, right? They sleep and they go to the bathroom.
I'm just here enjoying all this because Danny has no idea, and I'm on pretty much the other side of it. My kid's on a normal sleep schedule. She's pretty much on a work schedule like we are. You know, she's in school all day, so it's fine. So to me, this seems like ancient history, so I just love hearing about all of it again.
I don't know.
It's simple. Life's just a 2-foot putt once they come home.
I'm not saying it's a 2-foot putt, but I mean, come on.
They sleep and they eat, and that's all they do is change an occasional diaper, right?
Eat, sleep, cry, crap, rinse, repeat, et cetera.
It's kind of like working on this show each day.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what we do. It's just, you know, you have to do it for them.
Max spilled again, got to go clean up after him.
Yeah, it's possible. It'll be fine. It's 5 p.m. coffees? You're dragging, man.
You're not kidding.
How much sleep are you getting?
Probably about four and a half hours a night, but none of that consecutively. Like, maybe half of that consecutively at tops.
Mm. Well, good. You're involved.
Get to provide all the Grobber drops for the next 2 years.
That's right. That's a super useful skill that you'll be able to help and provide the show.
Hey, Tanny at 2:38 this morning.
Yeah, the guy had a kid like a day before, and I got an email like, 3:40, Grobber's talking to, you know, this guy, Doc Mike or whatever.
That's dedication.
Yeah.
That's
laughing out loud.
What did we? I think we missed Doc Mike. How was Doc?
I couldn't remember what it was.
Okay,
I've gotten at least two or three from Shep already.
That's great.
That was one of them. I think we played we didn't get to the one the other day with Pete from Baltimore when he
called
from the halfway house.
Yes.
Yeah, that one was kind of a downer when I went back and listened to it.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
it was dark.
Okay, so we only like the uplifting Grobber late night
calls.
Yeah, of course, obviously.
Grobber was like essentially he was being this guy's counselor.
Texter writes
in. Many hats you have to wear at 3:40 in the morning.
That's awesome. STFU, Parkins. Kids are tough, you asshat. Coming from somebody that can't get his own orange juice. Guys, I'm kidding. You cannot hear the sarcasm dripping out of my voice. I guess I just have to be here longer. Thankfully, I'll be here for the next 20 years. But no, Shep, we're thrilled for you. What's your schedule? Do you know your schedule of when you're going to be here or not yet?
Yeah, I printed it out, gave it to Mitch, gave it to
everyone
today. Yes, I threw it on your desk. I'm sure it's probably still sitting there.
Sorry.
But I'll be here for the rest of this week, Monday of next week. Take 5 days of my leave then, come back the following Tuesday, work a week, and then I think I'm there until, I believe, Thanksgiving week is when I take off again.
Beautiful. Now, Peyton, named after Walter or Manning?
Hillis. Get it right. Madden cover boy.
Okay, my bad. Peyton Hillis.
Why did I name it after that quarterback that used to play for the Colts and beat the beloved in the Super Bowl? No, Peyton Hillis, former Arkansas star, more importantly, Madden cover boy.
Okay. Well, there's got
Peyton Hillis is what I named my daughter.
Peyton
after.
Hillis, Peyton Barber, all sorts of possibilities.
There's a ton.
I just figured it was, you know, because it's a name that a lot of sports fans are going to associate with Walter or Manning.
That's what one of the first text messages I got when texting the friends and texting, oh, you named it after Walter? I'm like, well, it's spelled differently, so no, but okay.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's possible. But, I mean, one of my friends, when he, I probably can't even. Yeah, he named this kid Cade, and someone was like, oh, it rhymes with aid. I was like, that's just a terrible thing to say to someone who's a newborn. It's like, how do you, like, everyone has an association with a name, right? With past boyfriend, past girlfriend,
well, that's why
athlete.
We told no one any of the names. And anytime anyone went digging, it was like, just make up ridiculous ones. So my mother-in-law, God bless her heart, just always asking about names. And I had her convinced that I really wanted my child to be named Sebastian Shepkowski.
And you're just tormenting her with that?
That is a terrible name. And I just come up with ridiculous reason after ridiculous reason of, no, it's going to be Sebastian Shepkowski. You know what? No one has good alliteration. Maybe Socrates Shepkowski would be great. You can't do that. I'm like, well, my kid could be a great philosopher. You don't know. You could be a great thinker. You don't know.
And unlikely.
Shep is a philosopher in a lot of ways. Yeah. I don't know about great. It depends what your definition of great is, but...
Yeah,
he's got some theories.
Yeah, he's got theories.
Got thoughts.
Give me 365 more.
I've seen Tom Hanks movies, yeah.
Fellow tidesman.
All right. Socrates Shepkowski.
That'll be the boy if we ever have one.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect. It's a nice little backup. So I'm at the Bulls game last night. I'm there for the show. I'm there to see LeBron. I'm there to see AD. I'm going to my first Bulls game of the year. They blow a 19.
The show being the basketball game, not the actual radio show that we're on.
Yeah, well, it's created some content, and I'm there, and they blow the 19-point lead, and I'm at the post-game press conference, and Cody Westerlund gets this gem that has been the talk of the city from Jim Boylan.
If you can do it again, would you bring the starters back a little sooner?
Nope.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to develop this bench, and I'm going to develop this team. I got 15 guys to develop, and I'm going to play them in those moments, and they're going to learn how to play winning basketball. I've never yanked guys. I've never done that. You know, I'm not doing that. So we're going to develop that second group, and we're going to have a bench here in Chicago, and I'm going to keep coaching it.
Jim, when they made their run, you were hesitant to call a timeout.
Yep.
It took you about 4 minutes. Why'd you
wait so long? Because we got to figure it out. We got to learn. We got to settle down, and I want to see somebody take control and take over the thing. Okay, that's where we got to grow. So I had four, I think, and could have used one, and I didn't. So it was on my heart. It was on my mind. So timeout's got nothing to do with the free throw line box out. Timeout's got nothing to do with moving it to the next guy. Doesn't have anything to do with it.
So I love the idea of the timeout being on his heart. He just loves his timeouts so much. He just doesn't deploy them. Losing to the Lakers by six, not a big deal. Losing to the Lakers, how they lost, definitely concerning, given that it is now a theme of this team not finishing out games and closing out fourth quarters. What I have been thinking about all day since the game last night is basically, does John Paxson endorse that explanation? Because they told us it was a playoff season. And if it's a playoff season with playoff expectations, that means the goal is wins and not losses and not development. The goal is wins. You play the team that gives you the opportunity to win games. And so if that was a mistake by Jim Boylan, whether he was wrong to be developing guys or he literally forgot that he had timeouts because he fell asleep like Spiegs thought was happening, then while not great, not a huge deal. Because he then has the ability to come out and say, hey, we have David Schuster here.
Yes, can I just add something to what you're saying? And I'm not disagreeing with anything that you said.
You can disagree.
No, I'm not going to disagree at all. I mean, okay. I think everybody's right on this one. But here's something else that I was taking into account also yesterday. And I'm doing the post game, and I'm listening to what he said. He wanted to grow the bench. Here's what I think was most important yesterday. You had 22,000 people in your building. You probably had a big TV audience, mainly because of LeBron and Anthony Davis watching the game. I think your first responsibility is to win the game, because that would look very good for the organization, the fan base, and everything else. So I disagreed with Jim Boylan on this one. Your first responsibility is not to grow the bench. Your first responsibility last night was to win the game.
But here's what I'm saying, though. Like, here's what I just don't know. If they were lying to us about this year, the goal being the playoffs,
they weren't.
I don't know that to be a fact.
No, they you know, I know the people involved here.
You know PAX.
Yeah, they want to be in the playoffs. It's useless to keep not being in the playoffs.
I tend to agree with you, and they would bench Lauri Markkanen at the end of games earlier this season, right? And so that if you were going to do it all about development, you would play Lauri Markkanen. So that suggested that they were trying to win. But then why did he do it? That doesn't make any sense. What he's saying is he's just incompetent. Is that the takeaway? He's just incompetent because he's here for another 3 years.
I'm not going to use that word you did.
Yeah, you're the pre and post host for the Bulls. But I'm just saying.
I just keep going back to the fact that you had a chance to win last night's game. You already blew a couple of games already in fourth quarter meltdowns. Doesn't look good for the resume for anybody to lose another game like they lost last night. And they had a chance. They had a really good chance of winning a game and having some very favorable press last night by beating that team.
So you believe that PAX was upset with how Jim Boylan handled that yesterday?
I would think, you know, I haven't seen John and I haven't talked to him. If I had a hazard to guess, I'd say probably yes.
I hope so, because then that means it's a one-game mistake.
Yeah.
And it can be corrected.
Yeah, listen, no one's infallible. And I think, although I think he said, it, you know, he would do it again. I don't know. He'll be on the pregame here very shortly. Maybe we'll find that out. Again, I just think you had a chance to win a big game last night, okay? And it wouldn't have wiped out everything else that's happened to this juncture of the season, of course, but it would have looked really favorable. And for not to seize that opportunity, I think was a mistake, yes.
Pre-game at 6:15, David?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Right now, David Goldwith. Go ahead.
All right.
David Goldwith. It's beautiful. I tend to agree that that was just a mistake and that they're trying to win. But then they are just woefully inadequate at coach. And I think what's going to happen here is you got a lot of finger pointing. You got Zach LaVine talking about rigid substitution patterns. You got Thaddeus Young talking about we got to be upset. You got Wendell Carter after the game talking about how it's getting tough because he came from a winning program and now this is happening. And I only can speak for me. I don't know how mad everyone else is. That's a sign of a team that's going to get ready to start pointing some fingers instead of actually being together and cohesive. Because what Jim Boylan did last night did not make any sense if you're trying to win. If you're trying to develop, which he said was the goal, it made perfect sense. But the truth of the matter is, the Bulls' starters aren't developed. Lauri Markkanen is not a finished product. Zach LaVine is not a finished product. Coby White is not a finished product. Wendell Carter Jr. not a finished product. So you can play your starters, your best players, who are also not fully developed products, to try to win that game. That was a terrible loss for the coach, who everybody tried to give a clean slate. And everybody said, okay, let's see what they do when they're actually saying that there are expectations now. But I cannot get past the feeling that this front office and this management core got hoodwinked and bamboozled and run amok and led astray by Jim Boylan. That he politicked his way hey, I love being the coach of the Bulls. It's a punch clock. It's all about spirit. It's a tremendous honor. And he wooed Michael Reinsdorf, and that Pax is a red ass and Boylan's a red ass, and they bonded over that. And so this became, you know, they went from the soft player coach in Hoiberg to the tough guy in Boylan, and that aligned with Pax's sensibilities. And so they gave him a contract, and they said, hey, you want to sign Thaddeus Young? We'll sign Thaddeus Young. You want to bring in Satoransky? We'll bring in Satoransky. Like, they empowered Jim Boylan. I don't know if he'll be here for the full 3 years, because I know they burn out quick, but I can tell you this. This isn't like what the Tibbs situation was. This isn't like Vinny Del Negro. Pax likes Jim Boylan. Michael Reinsdorf likes Jim Boylan. But I can already tell you that there is some serious doubt that seems to be creeping into that locker room, and it's definitely around the organization. Past players, eye rolls, longtime media observers who have been around this team for a long time, they look at a guy and they say, that's not him. He's not the guy to fix this problem. But he has Lauri Markkanen's entire rookie deal. He'll be the coach of Lowry's entire rookie contract. He'll probably be the coach for Wendell Carter's entire rookie contract. And so those are the years where you're supposed to figure out if these guys can win and if these guys can be turned into actual star players. And it doesn't absolve the players, but the coach has to help. And this thing is going to get worse before it gets better. And it might happen tonight in Atlanta. You'll hear David Schuster coming up on that. Also, the Bears spoke, speaking of a sports calamity in this town. And I see Mitch Trubisky on SportsCenter right now. Not him, but 63% completion, 5 touchdowns, second worst among 32 qualifying quarterbacks in QBR this year. Any Bears headline nationally seems to be a negative. Mitch Trubisky is trying to block those out, not just for himself, but for all of Hallis Hall, and his head might be exploding in the process. We imagined what that would be like. You'll hear it next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Imagine this positive mindset, and to use your words last year, if you maintain the zero dark 10 approach and just hearing certain messages as opposed to that noise,
yeah, I've done pretty good with that. Trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off, because you got too many people talking on TV about us and what they think about us, what we should do, what we are and what we're not. But they don't really know who we are or what we're capable of, people, or what we're going through or what we're thinking. It's just the outside viewers looking in. And so, yeah, tunnel vision, earmuffs, and just come to work every day and try to get better and get back to what we know we're capable of doing.
Earmuffs, tunnel vision, televisions, social media. Not talking about the game last week.
Earmuffs.
The coddling of Mitch Trubisky continues. This hour on The Score, brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Wolves. The Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program is presented by Kia. Go to chicagowolves.com/youthhockey to learn how to get your team on the ice to play during intermission of a Wolves game. We are winners. We are the Wolves. The hand-wringing over Trubisky, I don't know if you guys feel the same way. It's gotten easier for me to take in and deal with, because I'm closer to the acceptance. Like, I've already admitted that I was wrong, that he's not going to take the leap this year. Like, the acceptance is there. And now it feels like there's a finite amount of time. It's like, okay, this season, sunk cost, wasted season. They're not making the playoffs. Huge disappointment. He's got 8 games. He's got 8 games to see whether or not he deserves to be on the roster this year, to shock us and play well enough to have that fifth-year option picked up. And it just, like, once you recalibrate your expectations, doesn't mean it doesn't suck on game day, doesn't mean it's not painful to watch Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes or whatever, but just they swung, they missed, they got it wrong. They can't solve the problem between now and the offseason. The offseason isn't here now, so we just get to watch and grade this thing as it goes. That acceptance has actually been easy for me, but then it gets to the point where, like, he has to still speak every week, and he has to still play every week, and you get Matt Nagy being asked questions about, you know, information overload and all the people that are weighing in on him and what you do with Trubisky when that sort of thing happens.
His expert are managing Mitch's communications to him. You know, everybody, yourself, you got Brad Childress, you've got Mark, Dave Ragone, Chase Daniel, mm-hmm. high school coach, TV. Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not.
Who listens to or
right. No, but that's a real question, because sometimes it can be complete paralysis by analysis if you get too much of that, right? And so that's where we're not at that point, because we have a control of it within the building. So everybody that you just mentioned, we have our own method to how we go about, you know, handling him. The exterior family and friends, everybody's a little bit different, and you know, the family, the friends thing and all that, that's a separate, that's on him. But that's okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I think we definitely have a good pulse on that. I've been around that whole communication process before.
The idea of Mitch being so overwhelmed that he can't handle, like, I get what Moon Mullen is saying, right? It makes sense. A lot of cooks in the kitchen, but the idea of, you know, you got a head coach and a quarterback coach and an offensive coordinator and a special assistant all talking to him. Is his head going to explode?
Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not.
That's not unique to the Bears. Like, that's not unique to Mitch Trubisky. Having an offensive coordinator, a quarterback coach, a head coach, a quality control guy, family, friends, that is not some sort of thing that is unnatural for Mitch Trubisky. Like, Sam Darnold is dealing with the same thing in New York. Daniel Jones is dealing with the same thing in New York. Lamar Jackson's dealing with it in Baltimore. There's plenty of things going on for all these quarterbacks that it's not like they're asking Mitch to do something that's unreasonable.
Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not.
Okay, so Matt hopes not. It would certainly be a big mess to clean up at Hallis Hall. But what if it does?
Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not.
For sure. I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off. Tunnel vision, earmuffs.
I mean, it's possible. Like, Nagy said he hopes not, but it's a legitimate question. He said it was a legitimate question. Mitch's head exploding. Well, so if it's a legitimate question, we are going to imagine what that would potentially look like. But since this show is not simulcast on television, we have to just come up with what it would actually sound like if Mitch's head did, in fact, explode. One more time.
Is the kid's head going to explode, or how do you manage?
I hope not. For sure. I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off. Tunnel vision, earmuffs.
Cam Newton? Marcus Mariota, Nick Foles? I guess Nick Foles is now the QB of the Jaguars.
Yeah, so, getting back to what you were saying originally, I wish I could just be like, oh, whatever, you know, the season will be over soon enough. But it's like, this guy, you traded up to get this guy.
And I know.
And ultimately, it's going to max out to be Andy Dalton next year. It's not supposed to work that way.
No, he's not being generous. Like, max out to be Andy Dalton?
No, I'm
like,
saying not him, but the actual situation.
The actual Andy Dalton.
Bears, yeah, literally Andy Dalton.
The real Andy Dalton. Like, when Mitch's head explodes.
Imagine saying that after draft day? Like, ultimately, you're going to end up getting Andy Dalton at the tail end of his career.
No, it's terrible. What do you think that would look like on the injury designation, by the way? Mitch Trubisky out. Head
upper body injury. Yeah. He's going to hit.
It's just terrible.
And then, yeah, the thing that you
know, he's going into the blue tent. People are going crazy. People are running out of there throwing up.
He's like that character in Men in Black where the head regenerates and it's just really small.
The problem with Mitch is he walks into the blue tent and he can't find his way out. There's the door.
I just mean...
That's what it got mean.
Yes.
That's where it crossed the line.
Pinpoint the moment right there.
That's where it crossed the line for Tanny.
Do you think he unplugs his radios too or just his TVs?
I hope he's got those radios unplugged after today.
Well, on the rewinds feature on the radio.com app, he can relive his head exploding just time after time after time.
Is the kid's head going to explode or how do you manage?
I hope not. For sure. I'm trying to get some of these TVs in the building turned off. Tunnel vision, earmuffs.
God, just the shock and horror arounds there where people are experiencing it too. That's just that's grotesque. It's a vivid image. Chris Tannehill will really paint a picture for you. You think it only happens at 2 and 5 at the Open? No, no, no. It could happen at any time.
I'm getting just even madder by the week as this situation unfolds.
Yeah, it's
I could deal with, you know, players being bust. So I could deal with that. That's fine. You've certainly seen it in this town a bunch of times before.
Yeah.
Just like, come on, man.
That's
hopefully Andy
come
Dalton,
on, man.
Fingers crossed, Cam Newton. That's what it is. Come on.
Well, and that's what I was saying the other week when they were talking about going back and watching the television broadcast and all that. It feels so remedial. It feels so basic. Like, it feels like the gap between Mitch Trubisky and league average quarterback, like whoever you think the 16th best quarterback is in the NFL, right? Whoever you think it is. Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Cam Newton, like whoever your personal version of the 16th best quarterback is in the NFL. The gap between Mitch and that guy, it feels like the Atlantic Ocean. It feels so wide. And again, he's not the only problem. The offensive line, bad. Trey Burton, bad. Matt Nagy has been bad. There's no debating any of that. But none of this works without the quarterback. And when you invest that much into him, you also have to ask yourself, how much time do you invest? Because he's been here 3 years, but only two in a real system. And depending on how the next 8 game goes, like, I am not convinced that Ryan Pace is going to move on. We all say all in. Well, if you're all in, that means there's no more chips that you have to play. That Ryan Pace will just sink or swim with this guy as his quarterback. And when that happens, it could just get uglier before it gets worse, which is how we ended the last segment when talking about the Bulls, because Chicago sports is really fun right now.
And let's say you do get Cam Newton, which I don't think will happen because I just don't think the Panthers will go out like that with him. You know what I mean? I think they'll bring him back, you know. But with this league, you know how it is. You're one injury away from your backup quarterback starting 5 or 6 games, and your backup quarterback next year is probably going to be Mitch.
Yep.
So what happens if they come out of the gate strong, you know, 3-1?
And then Cam gets hurt, and we're back to Mitch?
Yeah.
Well, Tanny, I don't know what happens then. You've just fast-forwarded. That's a me thought.
That's a guy who's been a Bears fan his whole life.
Yeah.
And the 85 Bears don't mean anything other than the people who I've met that have been on the team that are great.
Lovely.
In the industry. Yeah. Hilkenberg, AMP, all those guys. But like, as far as not being old enough to remember that, that's immediately, I think that's what most guys in my age bracket, you probably, you know, think of the worst possible outcome.
No question. Well, and that's why for me, like, this Bears defense, and Mac, you know, Mac loves running in defensive football and all that, and I do too, but I was ready for the first great Bears offensive team of my lifetime. Like, I want to see the Bears have a legitimate franchise quarterback that other NFL teams are jealous of.
Imagine that, you know, when we're like, oh man, they're going to be progressive. They're going to be on the cutting edge of what's going on.
Correct.
With the NFL offense. And now today they're talking about how they literally just can't use their tight end.
Right, right. Cannot use their tight end.
It's a step back from when Lovey was here.
Cannot turn off the TV. Cannot talk about last week's game. Cannot drop back the right number of steps. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Cannot be on social media. Don't read the comments. Only wish happy birthday. It's just so juvenile.
The guy's got all of his plays. I can't get to him.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, I just can't get to him.
Can't get to him. That's where the Bears are. My God. This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. But I just hope that we'll have finality by the end of the year. Most of us are there now, but that he doesn't do enough to tease Ryan Pace enough to string this thing along and turn into his version of Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston.
What would he have to do to get that far, though, even?
Few 300-yard games, few three-touchdown games.
Like, at this point,
I'm with you.
I don't want to speak for Ryan Pace, but, God, like, even if he goes and torches the Detroit Lions on Sunday, do you take a single thing away from that?
No, because he has to stack good performances. So, me, no. But when you're Ryan Pace and you staked your reputation on it and he's cheap and under contract, Tampa went down with the ship with Jameis. Tennessee went down with the ship with Mariota. Jacksonville did it with Blake Bortles. There are plenty of comps for the inconsistent, below-average, bad quarterback who flashes just enough high-ceiling potential to play out that entire rookie deal. It's not a given at all that they move on from Mitch. The fan base has moved on, and this is a big city with big market media pressures that Tampa and Tennessee and Jacksonville don't have, and you'd be naive to think that that doesn't play any sort of factor here, but there are plenty of examples of teams that have said, no, we're going to see this thing through to the end, and the end is the rookie contract. I absolutely do not think they should, but is it possible? Yeah, it's possible.
I hope after they get their eighth loss, because I know they have to, you know, pretend like they're still in it until they're not and all that good stuff. I hope after their eighth loss, which will be sooner than later, they say, you know what, Mitch, let's do it your way. Because after the game Sunday, after he had that rollout play where he threw the deep pass to Gabriel, he's like, oh, I've been asking for that play like for weeks or whatever. I hope, okay, let's do it your way. Let's see what you got. Let's empty it all out, put it all on the table, and show me what you got.
Yeah, go down with the ship. Sure, let him do the game plan in crayon. It's McNeil and Parkins on the Score.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That'll do it.
Yep. Bulls basketball, but David Schuster's going to take you up to pregame of Bulls basketball in just a couple of minutes. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves in honoring veterans and active duty military during the Military Appreciation Weekend game Saturday night, Sunday afternoon at Allstate Arena. For tickets, visit chicagowolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves. I don't think there's any chance, by the way, that Anthony Davis is going to be a Bull, at least in the prime of his career. I think he'll sign a 3 or 4 year extension with the Lakers this offseason. But let's just say in some like hypothetical alternate universe that he really is potentially considering playing with the Bulls. Last night, not exactly a great recruitment of AD. And I still think the Bulls have a lot of things to do with their reputation around the league, willingness to make accommodations for star players and all that sort of thing. But let's just say it. Not a great showing for Anthony Davis, who did claim, though, that they got a good young team. Really, they do.
Might as well start calling them A.D. Wade. No. That came off the tongue flowingly. I'm going to bed. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Dad brain.
Wow, you really stuck the landing on that one.
Good Lord. Hindenburg, like, finish for me.
That was unbelievably strong. Come on, executive producer, what do we have on the show today? Who do
Great
we need to
question.
Thank?
Great question. Matt Spiegel came in for 3 hours with us today. We also spoke to, who did we talk to? Will Perdue today?
And Rich Campbell. And Rich Jesus, Campbell. Never mind. Go get some sleep, all right? Just do what your baby's doing. Take a crap, go to sleep, cry. Everything will be fine.
Sounds like a normal Thursday for me.
Yeah, we know. Normally like the 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, somewhere around there. He's Nick Shepkowski. He's our executive producer. He's a dad. We're happy to have him back. Chris Tannehill makes us sound way better than we are. And we got to experience the fictional world. But Matt Nagy said it was a legitimate question of what would happen if Mitch Trubisky's head exploded. My name is Danny Parkins. Mac is back tomorrow. We are McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
Go to hell. Get out of here. We don't need you here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.